I'll lay all of my burdens now at your feet. Anytime I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. It's your right hand. It's your right hand. I'll cast all of my cares upon you. I'll lay all of my burdens on you. I will cast all my cares upon you. Anytime I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. I will cast all my cares upon you.
It's your right hand, I just begin to cast all cares upon it.
I don't know what to do. All of my cares upon you. Wave your hands and just thank him because he's taking over the game.
All of my cares.
know.
Seated, put your palms, the palms of your hands side by side like this. It's possible. And just lift it gradually above your head. Just keep lifting it up. Just release it into his hand by opening the hand. Right. Help him. That's right. That's right. Power of the Holy Ghost. Mashaya, ya, 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 ya. Anytime. I don't know. This service, you will know what to do, and from this service, what you have handed over to him will be handled by him. In the name of Jesus, take yourself. Therefore, all things whatsoever you will that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Love and supernatural shifts is our consideration tonight, an aspect of the service on Sunday that was not covered. love and supernatural shifts. It is self-evident throughout Scripture that love is doorway to supernatural shifts. The walk of love equals a shift in life. Our objective is to understudy men and women who experience supernatural shifts by love. And our second objective is to understudy the love way to supernatural shifts. The walk of love equals the shift of life. We're looking at five examples of those who shifted by love. Number one, Joseph supernaturally shifted from the prison to the palace by the walk of love. He supernaturally shifted from the prison to the palace by the walk of love. In Genesis chapter 40, you would look at the story of Joseph, where they brought the butler and the baker of the king of Israel under the care of Joseph. For the sake of time, we may not read all of it, but just note down from verse 1 all the way to verse 8. The baker and the butler of the king of Egypt offended their master. They put them in the prison where Joseph was, and they gave them to Joseph to be under Joseph. Verse 4, to be under Joseph, and Joseph served them. Be under, these two prisoners are under you, yet he served them. They put them under the charge of Joseph. Under the charge of Joseph. When you look at scriptures very well, under the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. You know, when they give you prisoners of war, or they give you, or some offenders or some criminals, these people, if they run, your head for their head. Yet Joseph served them. He served them. Scripture said he served them. He didn't maltreat them. He served them. Then he woke up in the morning looking out for them. He saw that they were sad. And he said, why are you sad? They say we have dreamed and there is no interpretation. Long story made short. He interpreted their dreams. And you all know the story. One was set free according to the interpretation. The other was hanged. The one that was set free was meant to remember Joseph, but he forgot Joseph. For 2 full years. Until Pharaoh dreamt a dream because of Joseph, I believe. And there was no magician or astrologer that could interpret the dream. And in Genesis chapter 41 verse 9, when the man came before Pharaoh, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults today. When Pharaoh was angry with us and put us in the prison, there was a young man in the prison that saw our dreams and gave us the interpretation. By showing love and affection for strangers he knew from nowhere, from prisoners he was meant to control, Joseph supernaturally shifted because Pharaoh sent for Joseph in verse 14. Joseph changed his prison clothes, came before Pharaoh, interpreted the dreams of Pharaoh, and he could not return back to the prison. He couldn't return back to the prison. He didn't return back to the prison. He shifted from the prison to the palace at the frequency of love. That was Joseph, our example number one.
Number two, the Shunammite woman supernaturally shifted from barrenness to fruitfulness at the frequency of love. Barrenness to fruitfulness. In 2 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 8, she saw Elisha pass to Shunem all the time. And the Bible says this woman constrained him, put him under pressure to eat food, constrained him, so that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. He constrained. You know the kind of invitation people give you, can you eat? And when you say, no, I'm full, they are happy that you didn't agree to eat. That was not this kind of invitation. He forced him. He put him under pressure. I mean, my mother was like that. He will force you to eat. He put him under pressure. You must eat. And this man ate. And then the woman now said, eating was too small. Let's build him a house. And they built him a house. And suddenly, the man of God said, this is too much. This is too much. What does this woman have a problem? The woman said, I don't have a problem. You see, and those who do good to others don't do it in expectation of a reward. And we'll talk about that this coming Sunday. You see, this, and then Elisha discovered that this woman was barren. And then he prophesied, and the barrenness died at the frequency of love. I like you to understand that at first he didn't know who he was when he constrained him to eat. It was in verse 9. He told the husband, I perceive that this man that is passing continually is a holy man of God. Originally, I was just giving food to somebody I saw on the road, but as the more I see him, the more I'm convinced that this is a man of God. Therefore, let's include the house to our favor. Let's build him a house. And that singular act shifted them from barrenness. I see a shift happening for somebody here. And if you are that person, shout the loudest amen. Amen. Thirdly, Naaman the Syrian supernaturally shifted from leprosy to liberty at the frequency of love. He shifted from leprosy to liberty at the frequency of love. How do I know? Naaman, in 2 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 1, Bible talked about how Naaman was a big man, captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was a great man with his master. He was honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And there was a maid in the house. He has gone out and then taken captives and brought out of the land of Israel a little maid. And this little maid talked to the madam of the house. There is a prophet in Israel from where I came from that can handle this leprosy. Please, can you send this my oga to be healed of this leprosy? How do I know? I'm sure that it is not possible for any servant to pray for the good of a wicked master. It looks to me like this man had almost literally taken this girl as a daughter. He had done all that he could within his power to make this little girl comfortable. He was living in his own house, the chief of defense staff's house, the chief of general. He wasn't with the captain, other prisoners of war. Was not with where the other slaves or captives were. This one was his. He attended to this one personally in his house. And after much care and after much impact on this little girl, the girl said, this good man cannot remain with leprosy. All the other people that they kidnapped or caught, carried away from Israel, they are in concentration camps or they are in IDP camps or they are in so and so and so camps. I am living in his house. eating his food, sleeping in a top government officer's house like this. This man needs to be helped. Do you understand the work of love? This man walked out of leprosy into liberty by personally attending to the needs of a little house girl in his house. How do you treat your house girl? How do you treat your housemaid? Do you know that there are maids and domestic staff in people's houses that could connive with people to destroy the boss of the house? Yes, they do that even when you are not wicked to them. Not to talk of when you are wicked to them. Naaman the Syrian moved from leprosy to liberty at the frequency of love. Number four, Job experienced the turnaround of captivity at the frequency of love. The turnaround of captivity at the frequency of love. The turnaround of captivity at the frequency of love. Captivity turnaround. It was also from captivity to liberty at the frequency. It was a shift. Experience that shift at the frequency of love in Job chapter 42 and in verse 10. Job chapter 42 and in verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. He turned his captivity and gave him restoration at the frequency of love because he prayed for his friends. I think we have prayed for ourselves for a very long time. It's time to think of praying for others. I'll talk about that shortly. Finally, number five. The centurion experienced divine elevation at the frequency of love. Divine visitation and elevation at the frequency of love. That was a shift in Acts chapter 10 and in verse 1. Acts chapter 10 and in verse 1. The Bible said, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. A devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms. He gave much to the people and prayed to God always. He was a giver. He saw evidently in a vision about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, your prayers and your alms, your giving has come up before God. He has made God to remember you. He has come as a memorial, and something is shifting right now. Sent to Joppa, there is a man there called. Now this man became a prophet on the spot. Look at that. Send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. This prophetic operation. He is living with one Simon a Tanner. His house is by the seaside. He gave him the full description of this such that the people he sent didn't miss road. When was the last time you heard such a description of anything? When was the last time God gave you such a detail that as you are going to Isia Langwa now, by the time you... By the time you reach Okigwe, keep going. By the time you reach Umaya Junction, keep going. When was the last? He gave him full description. There is a person called Simon. He is in Joppa now. He is living with another Simon, who is a tanner, a worker of skin. His house is by the seaside. Go there, ask for him, send for him. And before you reach there, I would have visited him. What is speaking? Your prayer and your giving. Your prayer and your giving. The way you have touched people is causing me to touch you. Somebody who believes God is about to change your story, shout the loudest, amen. Let's take a look at the gleanings we can get from these examples. Facts about the walk of love. Number one, what you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. This is a direct quote by the man called Mike Murdock. What you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. We saw that in the life of Joseph. Two. Participation in the fulfillment of others' vision or other people's vision equals the facilitation of the fulfillment of personal vision. Say that again. What you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. Second, participation in the fulfillment of the vision of others equals the facilitation of the fulfillment of personal vision. When you participate, when you assist somebody to reach where they want to reach, when you assist somebody become what they want to become, when you participate in making somebody's destiny to happen, no devil can stop your destiny from happening, because life is a seed. Joseph interpreted their visions and dreams, and his own could not lack interpretation. We saw that. That is number two. Number three, when you do for others what you can do, God does for you what you can't do for yourself. When you do for others what you can do, God does for you what you can't do for yourself. We saw that from the life of the Shunammite woman. What could she do? She could give food to a prophet. What could she do? She could build a house for a prophet. What could she not do? She could not give herself a child. What could she not do? She cannot be pregnant by herself. When you do for others what you can do, God does for you what you can't do for yourself. Number four, your good deeds of today makes room for your answers in times of need. Your good deeds of today makes room for your answers in times of need. There are things you do today or you are doing for people today that may not mean much to you. But the things you are doing is a room you are making for answers in times of need. How do I know? When the Shunammite woman's son that Elisha prophesied, that was born according to prophecy, died, fell sick and died, it was the same room and the same bed that they gave Elisha, the same room they gave him, the same bed they gave him, that was where they could lay the problem. There are people who are challenged and they don't have anywhere to lay their problem. Yeah, the sacrifices you have done for others or for God is where you can lay your problems and expect your answers in time of need. Anybody receiving anything so far, say a loud amen. Anybody receiving anything so far, say a louder amen. What point are we now?
We are going to point number 5. And point number 5 said, your impact on others is the platform for the canceling or cancellation. Say it very simply. Your impacts on others handles the insults of your life. Your impact on others handles the insults of your life. Leprosy is an insult. The impact on that little girl was the cure for the insult of Naaman's life. Your impacts on others cures the insults of your life. Consciously, unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, there is something you have done, you are doing for people that is going to handle a reproach that the enemy placed on your life. It handled the reproach of the Shunammite woman. There is something you are doing impacting other lives that is going to handle the challenge of your life. Are you ready for this? There is no wasted good deed. No wasted good deed. Why? Every good deed is good seed to handle great needs. There is no wasted good deed because every good deed is good seed. That is point number 6. Is good seed to handle great needs. There is no way. Don't ever think. Don't let anybody tell you are wasting your time. Yes, it is true. There are people you might touch, whose lives you may touch, and they may attempt to reward you evil for good. But God is the ultimate rewarder of all things. And it's not what a person does to you that is most important, but what God is going to do out of what you do. Every good deed is good seed to handle greatness. Somebody say after me. Every good deed is good seed to handle great needs. Say after me. Say, every of my good deed is my good seed to handle my great needs. Was leprosy a great need? Too great. Was barrenness a great need? Too great. All were tackled by seeds of good deed. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, amen. Point number, right? Are we going to 7? Number 7. Focus on others attracts focus from heaven. That is, heaven focuses attention on those who focus on others. That was what we learned from Job. Focus on others attracts focus from heaven. Heaven focuses attention on those who focus on others, that is to help them. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Focus on others attracts focus from heaven. Heaven focuses on those who focus on others. I say it like this another way. When the concern of others is your concern, your concern becomes God's concern. Yes. When the concern of others is your concern becomes God's concern. For some of us, 99.9% of every concern we have, has to do with people's issues. That is why when you see authentic servants of God being blessed of God,
don't over complain. They carry so much. Someone told me, said, I don't know how you do it. It's like you have a file for each person in your mind. And everybody receives a specific, particular attention. And there's no confusion. Hallelujah. The second is like unto this. The place of intercession, that's number 8 now. The place of intercession is the place of solution. The place of intercession is the place of solution. The place of intercession is the place of answered prayers. What is intercession? Intercession is forgetting about yourself and praying about the issues of others. Praying about the issues of others. Praying about the situations of others. The place of intercession is the place of answers. God answered Job because he prayed for his friends. That was number 8. Two more to go. Number 9. There is a connection between human connection and divine visitation. There is a connection between human compassion and divine visitation. When you see a person who walks with a compassionate heart, he is a candidate for continuous visitations. There is a connection between human compassion and divine visitation. You have a heart for people. You touch people. You like people. You are ready to do anything that is possible for people. That connection. That was what happened to Cornelius. Heaven came down. Say, what you have been doing for people is news in heaven. So we came physically to just let you know heaven is aware. And because heaven is aware, we have come to visit you. And from this visitation, there is an elevation. Am I communicating at all? Let's try our best and walk in that compassion. And finally, number 10, love is a key that opens doors that nothing else opens. It's a key that opens doors that nothing else opens. In fact, love is a key that will open doors you never knew existed. You didn't know the doors were there, but your walk of love, your touching of lives, opens the doors and you are shocked. That was what happened to the centurion. The door of the gospel was open to the Gentile world. Through that man, everybody speaking in tongues that is not a Jew, he came from that house. Because on the day of Pentecost, what they had was concentrated among the Jews. And the door of the Holy Spirit was open. When they were questioning in Acts chapter 15, they should circumcise the Gentiles. Say, no. God did not circumcise them before he gave them the Holy Ghost. And if God has already given them the Holy Ghost, it means he has bypassed the circumcision. Hallelujah. Beloved, these 10 things are critical facts concerning the work of love. The life of selfishness is a life of spiritual deprivation. When you live for yourself, you deprive yourself of spiritual values and virtues. You deprive yourself of possibilities and potentialities and opportunities that exist in God. So what have we said? Can start from the first one. The facts about love, what you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. Participation in the fulfillment of other people's vision equals the facilitation of the fulfillment of your personal vision. When you do for others what you can do, God does for you what you can't do for yourself. Your good deeds of today make room for your answers in times of need. Your impact on others handles the insults of your life. There is no wasted good deed, because every good deed is good seed to handle great needs. Focus on others attracts focus from heaven. Heaven focuses attention on those who focus on others. The place of intercession is the place of solution, is the place of answered prayers. Then we saw that there is a connection between human compassion and divine visitation. And love is a key that opens doors that nothing else opens. Love is a key that opened doors you never knew existed. What is my counsel today? Number one, just two. Number one, begin to seek the good of others continuously, or rather consciously. Begin to consciously seek the good of others consciously. Consciously. That was what Joseph did in the prison. Are you okay? The prison is a no man's land. Who cares who is okay in the prison? Nobody is permitted to be okay there. But he's looking out for others. He's looking out for others. Look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. I'll read the King James Version. Then I would like to read the Living Bible, the Bible in Basic English, and then the Message Bible. He said, "Fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." This is the one that moves me the most. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also should consider the things of others. Don't just face your life. Don't just be interested in what you are out for in this life. Take a little time to pay a little attention to somebody else's concern. He said, "Then make me truly happy by loving each other and agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, working together with one heart and mind and purpose." Don't be selfish. Don't live to make just a good impression on others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't just think about your own affairs, but be interested in others too, in what they are doing. So clear. After this reading of this passage, no need to preach it. It's clear. The next version says, "Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in harmony and of one mind, doing nothing through envy or through pride, but with low thoughts of self, let everyone take others to be better than himself. Not looking everyone to his private good only, or rather, but keeping in mind the things of others." Message Bible. Do me a favor. Agree with each other. Love each other. Be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way just to the front. Don't sweet talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. Forget your, wickedness, selfishness, and wickedness, they walk hand in hand. I heard a story yesterday that it just broke me. I was in the mood until I just the whole, the balance of the day, the balance of the night, What kind of world is this? Young lady lost her father. Father's friend is going to help the young lady who is the firstborn of the house. Father's friend. But father has told a lot about his beloved daughter. I'm going to help you. Young lady ran to father's friend because somebody was trying to take advantage of her, who was also known to the father, who has died. Did you hear what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? Listen, listen. Just forget that distraction. He doesn't want you to hear what I'm saying. Are you following what I'm saying? This is a friend. This is another friend of a father that is gone. God forbid you another one. But the first friend is about to take advantage of the young girl before giving her money. And she ran to this one. And this one said, oh, that is not a good person. Why should he do that? In fact, I'm even closer to your father than that one. Long story made short. I am going to help your family. But you must make me happy. Hey! Nothing broke me like that. If you die, will you be happy for somebody to do that to your child? No money for many children to go to school. No money for this. No money for this. No, so, young girl has to bow. Had to bow. I'm not interested again. Then no money. To help a widow and her children. The child of your friend has to pay with her body before you give them. What a world are we living in? If you want those who they pay to sleep with, they have a profession. Is that not a profession? And they are available. Hey. There is a difference between weakness and wickedness. Weakness means you are unable to help yourself. You are looking for help and you need prayer to be helped out of a certain challenge. Wickedness is when you are using position to release oppression. When you are using the position you have, using the possession you have, or using the privilege you have as a tool of oppression. Just because this is what you want. I told my wife yesterday, I said, she looked at me and she was wondering what was wrong with me. I said, I'm just bothered about this. I just heard today. Take your seat. The challenge is that I know the man who died. And I know the man who did the thing. Why do you have to go through this? You should have come out all this while. This is the and when you see people pass through things in life and their children passing through things in years to come, people will be wondering, is God wicked? But seed that is sown. It will never be your portion. Every man here shall live long to fulfill their days.
You won't leave your children as and your wife as victims of oppression by anybody. Every wife here will live to their full old age. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every agenda of the enemy in your life is arrested.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? He said, forget yourself long enough. Where you have passion in the flesh, you are under pressure, you have negative tendencies. Forget about it and help this person free of charge. Then we can see the supernatural lifting power of love. Consciously, you came to church and your sister is not looking well, ask them. Your brother is not looking good, ask them. Your loved ones are not looking, ask them. Begin to consciously seek the good of others. And secondly, begin to bear the burdens of others. Begin to bear the burdens of others. Begin to bear the burdens of others. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 2. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 2. It said, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear ye one another's burdens. Bear ye one another's burdens. Bear ye one another's burdens. That was what Job did in Job 42 and in verse 10. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Bear ye one another's burdens. Bear one another's burdens. What is the meaning of that? Let a particular 1 hour, 2 hour prayer you are doing be for somebody else. Shaka paka taka laka praka taka laka praka taka shaka taka laka pa. Father, it is time for this sister to get married. I rebuke the spirit of singleness. It is time for this family to have their children. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this spirit of premature death. That is that you are praying your heart out, not for yourself. Bear ye one another's burdens. If it is 15 minutes or 30 minutes, take that time tonight and pray for somebody. Pray for somebody. When we do that like Job did, you will see supernatural shift, captivity turn around, restoration. The things you have been praying for yourself about that you have not seen the answers yet, you see the answers cheaply. When you begin to look at the welfare of others like Joseph did, like the Shunammite woman did, and all that, when you begin to look out for the welfare of others, then your supernatural shift is here. I welcome you to this walk of love. If it is not real, I won't tell you. It is real. It works. I walk it around the people around me, my wife. Somebody told me the other day, in fact, he repeated it today. He said, please, can you tell me the secret of when you arrive at a place, you make people laugh and you make people happy and people are excited. Say, I want you to pray that prayer for me. I want to have that kind of ability. If I step around somewhere, people are laughing, people are happy. They are just excited that you are around. Like us. To step into this realm of love work. And like Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6 said, love is as strong as death. It can handle death. It is equal. And if death is the last enemy, every other thing is less than death. Every other thing is less than death.
then there is no captivity and no satanic calamity or adversity that love cannot handle. It is a new day for you. Do you believe that? Stand up on your feet and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's appreciate God. Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's appreciate God. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We worship you. Thank him for his word. The Bible said he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. Thank you for your word to us tonight. Thank you for the revelation of your word and all the things you have spoken to us tonight. Lift your voice and go ahead and speak to God. Honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we are. You are faithful to
your two hands everywhere. One more time, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight, your word to us tonight, your word on love to us tonight, your word to me tonight. I am grateful to you. 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 Lord, your word on love tonight. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this word. I am grateful. I am grateful. Lift your voice and thank him. Lift your voice, honor him.
Mashaka da
In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are.
And ask at this moment, Father,
the grace to seek the good of others. Starting from my immediate world, the good of my children, my friends, friends' children,
the good of my wife, the good of my husband, the good of employees, co-laborers, the grace to seek the good of others. Father, I receive that grace tonight. Open your mouth and speak to the Lord. I receive that grace. Open your mouth.
In the name of Jesus. Father, the grace to carry the burdens of others, to bear another's burden, that selflessness I receive.
Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
the grace
to bear the
burdens of others, that selflessness, that capacity to bear the burden of others, I receive that grace today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Jesus, lift up your hands. Look around you. Just look to your left and your right. Look to your left and your right. I'm sure you see the people there. You may not know their names, but for the next 2 minutes, ask God to do something for them. This sister, if you know their name, you call it. Or this brother, you call the name that is right here. Father, you know his needs. You know her needs. You know what is most important in their heart right now. I am not praying for myself. I'm praying for them. Answer me by answering them. Pray for that one person on your left and that one person on your right. Open your mouth and pray right now. Lift up your voice and speak to God. Speak to God. Speak to God for that one person. in the name of Jesus. The Lord will answer us speedily in Jesus' name. Before I make a statement, lift up your hands and say, Father, we stand in the gap.
We stand in the gap.
We'll take this also for another 2 minutes. We stand in the gap.
We stand in the gap.
For Nigeria.
For Nigeria.
Our nation.
Our nation.
We are at a junction.
We are at a junction.
And you know,
and you know
the most important need
of this nation
at this time.
Father,
arise.
Answer us
by fire
in Nigeria.
In your law.
Our needs,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
In your law, in your law.
Precious name.
Before I step in here this evening, the Lord showed me that He's going to heal people with healing of emotion. People have been wounded, betrayed, injured, hurt, conspired against, disappointed, lied against, jilted, and all those, anything in that category that has put your mind in depression, in anxiety, bitterness, unforgiveness. Tonight, healing of emotion. So that you are not happy today, sad tomorrow. So that you are not like a shadow of yourself. So that your real vibrant self can emerge. So that who God made you to be, you can be. We're going to pray that right now, and you are going to receive it. And He also showed me supernatural restorations. The things that the enemy took away from your life. Whether they are spiritual gifts or financial things or positional things or whatever it is that the enemy took is restored here tonight. Then finally, on the 9th of September, 1999. It was 9-9-99. We held a service. This is 21 years ago. Church was just about 3 years or two years plus at Area 1. And in those days, we could do impartation by either laying hand on everybody one by one or shake hands one by one because that was how big we were then. And I told everybody that day, I said, today is a special day, 9-9-9-9. I told them, I said, this kind of day exists maybe once in 1,000 years. 9-9-9-9. God will give you a special miracle today. And because of that, I am going to give everybody a handshake. And so everybody... Now, that is not possible now. I'm talking of 1999. I am telling you what I said then, not what will happen now. But something will happen now, even without a one by one handshake. So I told them that. So I gave everybody one by one handshake like that 21 years ago, 9999. Young man was there, and at that time, HIV was instant death sentence. Instant death. That's if they say HIV positive, that is, you are calculating when to die. Handshake, everybody. And the man carried his hand. It was a Wednesday midweek service. He carried his hand and went straight. Now, he wasn't HIV positive, AIDS. He was debilitating. He carried his hands very next day. Went back to the lab. HIV negative. HIV negative. HIV negative. HIV. He cleared out of the system on the spot, because we made connection with a prophetic timing. That was 9999. Today is 9-9-2020. It's another special day. This type may not occur also maybe for another 1,000 years. I need a special touch, Lord. I receive my special miracle. I receive a special turnaround. Father, something special must happen to me today. Today is the day of my intervention, the day of my healing, the day of my deliverance, the day of my liberty. Now lift up your voice and say, Father, I receive my healing, emotional, psychological healing. I receive my restoration today. I receive my restoration today. And Father, on this 9-9-20-20, on this special day, I receive a special touch. I receive a special touch. I receive a special miracle. When we start praying, you should mention to God what that special thing that you want Him to do for you tonight. I receive a special touch. There are people getting fruit of the womb instantly. There are people, marital matter will be settled instantly. Financial matters, settlement matters to be settled. HIV in the blood, hepatitis in the blood, sickle cell anemia, diabetes, hypertension, whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in you. That's right. That's right. Say, Father, I receive my special miracle, special visitation. Now, open your mouth and pray. I receive restoration, 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 restoration. Leparata Sataya, Enagayala, Leparata Sinamela, Leparata Sinamela, Leparata Sanagayala, Mashataya, a special touch, a special visitation, special deliverance, special help, special mercy. I receive Leparata Sanana. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your two hands. My God says He is the consuming fire. And I want Him to visit you tonight as fire. Let the fire burn off negative emotion, burn off bitterness, burn off depression, burn off anxiety, burn off every form of low self-worth, every form of inferiority mentality and complex. Let the fire bring you restoration. And above all, let the fire burn every disease in your body and burn everything my Father in heaven has not planted. Lift up your two hands right now, and you are going to receive the fire. And let that fire release upon you the special touch, the special visitation. Are you ready? Lift your hands high. Father, let your fire flow. Let your fire flow. Receive your
release your special touch, release your special visitation on this 9/9/2020. Release your special visitation, your special visitation, your special visitation, your special help, your special grace, your special mercy. Release it now. Release it now. At the count of 7, you will scream fire and place your hands on your head and blast in tongues at the top of your voice. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive the fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost, receive the fire of divine intervention, fire, receive the fire of divine visitation, receive the fire of healings in your body, emotional healings, psychological healings, deliverances, restorations. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. The only person I cannot guarantee anything for tonight is those who have not given their lives to Jesus, who have not responded to the love of God, but you can do so right now. And then all that God has in store for all of us tonight, you can take yours. Wherever you are, you want to make your ways right to Jesus and make today a new day for you, pick up your Bibles. The rest of us, you can take your seat 1 minute. I live for Jesus day after day. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly step forward here and let us pray for you. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 7. You want an addiction broken off your life, a lifestyle you don't like. You want it broken off your life. Here you are. I give you the count of 7. God bless you. As you come, come with your Bibles and come with your bags. 1.
I live for Jesus day after day.
2.
I live for Jesus.
Let come one day. 3.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus day after day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus
day after day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus. Let come one day.
Struggling all the way to the front, all right? Father, in the name of Jesus, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help to live for you, Lord. I receive. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. receive help to live for God and to do his will. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Counselors will go with them and let them partake of their communion. Tonight, we are taking the communion that is communicating to us the love of God. If God is love, listen, if God is love and Jesus